Welcome to Office Hours with Prem. We're going to go ahead and get started by answering any questions that already exist in the Primetime Questions thread. There are none right there. So, unimaginable silence, I guess. If you have any questions, drop them in the Office Hours text chat. I'm sure someone will mention something that causes me to go on a random tangent about, I don't know, sticks, bins, recycling, or whatever at some point. But until then, hello. See, there we go. That's the perfect example. Question that I'll ask to... give me a second whilst I cough. That will cause tangent. So Lakeside Miners asks, what is something you knew you have learnt not related to computers or VR or anything like that? There was something. I'm certain that there was something. I'll think of that for a while, and we'll go on to the second question that we have in the thread, which is from Draconis, who asks, anything new in the past week going on? Multiple new things have occurred in the past week. Statistically, quite a lot of new births have occurred in the world of sort of babies and animals and creatures and insects and stuff. There's quite a lot of new things there. I'm sure many new products have rolled off the line as well. Like the iPhone factories have probably created several new iPhones. So yeah, quite a lot of new things have occurred in the past week. You have to answer questions, like, directly with me, simply because, like, you know, I'm on the air, I've got to keep things moving, so, like, you know. So Curtis has updated their question they've asked more specifically anything new of Neos, like new project, new neat things that you have found. Okay, no. Slink asks, since you know streaming code, RTMP, HSL, and WebRTC, have you heard about a relatively new streaming tech called SRT? It's really cool, low latency, 0.97 milliseconds of frame over 4G, and doesn't need high bandwidth and no quality degradation. Artifacting a feasibility of how useful it would be in NEOS. I never actually, like, learned much about, like, the video codecs and how they worked. I am aware of SRT, I haven't tried it yet, though. OBS just merged something. I can't remember what it was though. Let me look. There are a couple of areas that I can take a look at. Where am I? I'm lost. WIP. Yes, WIP. They merged WIP recently. I didn't really have a chance to look at what WIP was, but OBS now supports WIP. I don't know what that is. Okay, so we have a question here from Jackal. I'm still sick, so I'm pronouncing stuff weird and all sorts. Could you talk a little bit about how parenting objects affects your ability to move them? The children, that is. I've noticed some really odd things. Tried to rotate them, causing them to be skewed, and would like to understand it better. Okay, so that's usually when non-uniform scale happens. When you do any transforms, you've got to remember that, like, all of the slots transforms above, like, in the parenting hierarchy above it, affect that transform. So a perfect example here might be... you know, if you have an arrow that points one way and you parent it to an object that is rotated 180 degrees, it's going to point the other way, even though you don't attempt it, need it to, or don't intend it to. To get it pointing the correct direction again, you'll have to do another transformation to that arrow to get it pointing back to the correct direction. That usually isn't too much of an issue, but when you start adding non-uniform scale in, the mathematics just ends up working in a way where you end up with just absolutely horrific stuff happening. Luckily, I have a guide on my YouTube channel relating to non-uniform scaling. I plead with people to not use non-uniform scaling as much as possible, but people do that all the time. There's actually two videos on the topic, hence me pleading. The second one here is more like stuff I notice people doing. Like, if you want a cylinder, for example, rather than people making a cylinder and editing the cylinder's properties, I've seen them edit the scale that the cylinder is on, which almost always causes uniform scaling because they want a cylinder that is not as tall as the default cylinder. And it's just like, please don't do that with non-uniform scaling. That is the worst way to do it. So there we go. That is that. Question done. Mr. Squarepeg says, how would I use animated billboard sprites instead of a 3D model for my avatar? I don't really know why you'd want to do that, but you can totally do that with just a material setup. I did a particle-y thingy recently that I believe is basically billboard, so try that one here. But I don't really know why you'd want to do that. Billboards basically face the user through like rendering tricks rather than mathematical tricks, and can be really useful for things like particles, but I don't really know why I'd need to use them on avatars. I mean, if you had, fire or whatever coming off your avatar, great, but that would just be a particle system on your avatar, so I don't really know. No, we can't apply that millisecond delay to, so like video, audio, and like data channels have got like different compression and like protocol schemes, etc. I think SRT would be appropriate. Exo asks, what's your favorite operating system? So I have an issue with the word favorite, right? This is going to be a mild thing. I don't really have favorites. It's kind of annoying. It's not your fault, it's my fault for being weird. But like, the way I view my computer is it's like a place that I get shit done on. And so like the operating system needs to be one that just gets out of my way. And that has always been Windows, but it isn't because Windows is my favorite. Like ideally I'd run Linux, but like I did run Linux like as a main driver for a long time a while ago. I just like, let's install some NVIDIA drivers. Oh wait, let's just, like stab yourself in the eye instead of installing those drivers, because that's how much of a pain it is to get that working. And it just got to the point where I was spending more time maintaining the computer than actually using the computer, or like deciding what to maintain the computer. For example, it was like, oh, I'm on Linux, so I can decide what my terminal theming is, You'll look at all like the developer YouTube channels or the developer streamers, and they've got like really complex terminals with like all these like graphics and crap, and I'm just like, I just need it to work. I just need it to work. When it's 3 a.m. and your business client is ringing you and like there's a problem, blah 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 blah, you need like as little steps as possible to get through. Here, I have found a video I wish to link regarding favorites. Okay, let me just double check I haven't missed anything before my videos. Okay, after the videos, Jackal asks, I try very hard. Well, it's not ask, this is just sort of an update. I try hard to edit the actual mesh before I touch scale. The other solution is simply pull them out of the parent group and into the root, do the thing, put them back in again. Yeah, that works. Another thing, which is you'll see it in some of the primitives that are created in the create new menu, is if you separate functional from visual. So you'll see like things like the light. That's created via the light tip has a visual slot, and then everything under the visual slot is just everything that makes the light have a visual, usually that like bool. But everything above that is components which make the light function, and therefore you've got two hierarchies basically within the same object. You've got one that deals with how it looks, and you've got one that deals with like how it works, and that can also work with things like grabbable receiver surfaces, right? If you have a visual slot, you could non-uniform scale a cylinder in there absolutely fine. But then the actual grabbable receiver surface could be a uniform cylinder collider above that visual slot. So that works out well. As Linker asks about AnimJ again, yeah, when it's fixed, I'll make a tutorial for it. There's a few bugs that exist and they need to be fixed. Let's take a look at Virgil's now. So Virgil says, How do you multiplex an audio source, such as from an audio clip player or the voice audio stream? I want to make a soundboard that can play voice lines, but also temporarily reduce the audio sources, replace the audio sources on my Visemes and my audio output. Reference multiplexer iAudio source would probably do that quite well. One of the things that you need to keep an eye on there is that if you're using the reference multiplexer, you won't have the built-in stuff that keeps the asset loaded, so therefore you should use an asset multiplexer, but asset multiplexers won't allow you to do audio sources. It's tricky, but reference multiplexer seems to be the best bet right now for that particular scenario. Relichi says, hello, did I miss anything? Yes, you missed precisely 13 minutes of content. They'll be on the recording, which will be uploaded shortly after this. Virgil asks, how does the image component work? I've seen it in the mute helper and I have no idea what it is or what it does. That's probably the UIX one. So if you'd like to, there is a 13 or 14, I can't remember, part tutorial series on UIX that I have created. I think one of them literally is called Images and Sprites. So I'll go ahead and link that one to you. That one should deal with how the image component works. Right. Next, Zlinka asks, is cheese a quantity? I don't know. Oh, here comes the tangent. I knew someone would make a tangent, right? I don't really know why this came up. I think it was one of the sort of commentary channels. There is a guy who does like lectures on YouTube that are not scientifically accurate at all, but he thinks that they are. And so you can just watch them and just be like, what the hell are you talking about? And I remember watching one of these late at night, and it was just fascinating how wrong this guy could be. He started off with positing that 1 plus 1 equals 1. That then turned into, like, 1 plus 1 equals infinity. He was doing this all with, like, maths and humongous whiteboard drawings and all sorts. And then he started talking about the east and west magnetic poles. I'm just like, oh, okay. But throughout his story and his lecture, he's in what looks to be like just a room in his house, and he's got wooden flooring, and he's shuffling around a bit, like adjusting his weight. But the floor is like creaking and making all sorts of noises, and he keeps walking backwards and forwards through the whiteboard. It's very, very confusing. But he always says stuff like, I showed this maths to like a room full of mathematicians, and they had no answers for me. It's like, what? He's like, yes, and I used to be in the army, and they're hiding the secret of maths from you. And it's like, what the hell? But it did lead to an interesting thought that I occurred with me, which is, again, and I ask people sometimes this because it's just designed to be like, think bigger, right? Was maths invented or discovered? And then is maths useful by itself, or is maths just a measurement tool? What I mean by that is when you say 1 plus 1 equals 2, it's usually a quantity of 1 plus another quantity of 1 equals 2. And if you can reason that you're maybe adding the same things together, so let's say 1 drop of water plus 1 drop of water equals 2 drops of water, then you could actually argue that, no, it is actually just 1, but it's a different measurement, right? So 1 drop of water plus 1 drop of water, the drops will combine together into a unified collection of water, which is a new quantity, but it's still 1 unit of water. And that, I think, was his reasoning. It doesn't make any sense, but like you could tell that, like, you could understand how someone might get there. Moving forward, so we have some questions. We'll go back to hypothetical questions about the nature of reality in a moment. Rylogy asks, how often do you play Nioh yourself? Not a lot right now, particularly because I'm sick. I sort of stay awake until I feel feverish enough to lie down again, and then go back to bed. That's cool. But usually quite a lot. I usually just make shit posts right now, though. If you go to my public folder and look in memes, you'll see all sorts of stuff. When I say memes, like, people think, like, stuff that they might know about, stuff that might be on, like, Know Your Meme or whatever. No, I mean memes that exist in my own head. Yeah, I try and operate when I have, like, cold and flu stuff. I just try and operate like if nothing's wrong. And the reason is because, like, if I'm actually ill and I cannot, like, get to my computer, that's it. That's ill. Right? I can still move around. Life is just a little bit painful. I'm going to try and find anything. Water. Hold on. No, that's better. I'm going to try and find this YouTube guy. It would, like, be in my YouTube history. But, like, I watched it like months ago. Found it. Yeah, I remember. Oh, that's why I watched his video. Because his name is Nigel Cheese. Yes, his name is Nigel Cheese. Alright, let me get back on the train now I found it. Here it is. I promise you'll just literally be like, what? I watched, I don't know, like 20 minutes of it, and I was just like, okay, I can see how you have come to these conclusions, but they're wrong, but I can see how you've got there. Yes, yes, Simon Dam, this man thinks he's clever. Yes, exactly. Nigel Cheese. It is a beautiful video. The one I linked is the full lecture, but many content creators have done sort of debunkings or reactions to that. But yeah, he talks about all sorts of things that don't make any sense. Let's not be weird about his actual appearance. He looks like a stereotypical professor. I don't think he looks like an Oompa Loompa. Like, you know, his ideas might be weird, but I'm sure he has motive behind him having those ideas. Virgil posted a GIF showing a unit circle and the various equations that define that circle. If a math teacher had ever shown that to me in maths class, I probably would have understood trigonometry a lot better. I learned maths with a teacher just sort of vaguely yelling. She had this voice that was sort of half yelling, half not. Purely on whiteboards, it was incredibly boring, and I didn't really remember any of it. But then I relearned maths with, like, digital animations, and that was much better because I can understand everything. Virgil says, you cannot deny his face is very red. That's a lighting problem. He's got all sorts of problems there, like framing, lighting, focus, all sorts. But yeah, Zinka's now talking about overhead projectors. Okay, overhead projectors. No one can read anything you write on an overhead projector. Like, I don't mind the overhead projector where they've got like a printed sheet that's got information on it, because that's usually clear. What I hated is when someone used an overhead projector and then wrote on the projector slide in like the felt tip pen, where each letter sort of merged into another one, and then they would accidentally smear it. No one can read any of that. Stop doing it. Yeah, overhead projector. There it is. If anyone has not seen one of those during their schooling, you are younger than me. I hated those. Although I think it was me not being able to read one of those that led to my first visit to an eye doctor, where I got a prescription for glasses, because, you know, I did want to make in Neos one of those. Yes, I wanted to make one of these for a laugh, like a VHS trolley, where every time someone asked a question that was solved in one of my videos, it would just appear, roll onto stage and start playing. I think we've talked about this before, but we're going to go ahead and talk about it again. Whenever those VHS trolleys rolled in, sometimes we played these UK TV shows, which were very, very well produced fever dreams of craziness. So I'm going to say a few words now, and I'm going to hope that people know what I'm talking about. Through the Dragon's Eye. Does anyone know Through the Dragon's Eye? If you're British, you probably know Through the Dragon's Eye. I will get you the opening to Through the Dragon's Eye. Because Through the Dragon's Eye was an amazing TV show, exclusively shown on VHS trolleys. It was a company called Look and Read, and Look and Read had various shows that were made with the general principle of trying to teach people to look and read. But the shows were always so off the wall that it was just crazy. Through the Dragon's Eye, Badger Girl, I didn't see Badger Girl, Dark Towers, yep, The Legend of the Lost Keys, yep, Earth Warp, oh god, yeah, I couldn't like, I'm gonna have to get all of these, put them somewhere, and we're gonna have a look and read night. It's gonna be amazing. What was Earth Warp about? Oh, Earth Warp was about pollution, I remember that one now. Yep, it was Badger Girl. I remember The Legend of the Lost Keys being really weird because they had outfits that didn't make any sense. Let me get some Legend of the Lost Key outfits. yep. Oh my god, the outfits were so strange. I'll get back to Neo's questions once I posted these two pictures, I promise. So Legend of the Lost Keys, I'll give you like a brief synopsis of both of them. Legends of the Lost Keys was a family sort of inherited through sons, etc. Keys that would allow you to go to a kingdom. And that kingdom was sort of authoritarian or militaristic, and they wanted to conquer Earth. So the key keepers, guardians of the keys, whatever they were called, were meant to protect that portal. But in the series, they made a mess of the portal, and the people came in and invaded or something. I don't remember. Through the Dragon's Eye was a bunch of school students painted a mural at their school of a dragon. The dragon came alive, breathed fire on them, and then they woke up in Dragonland, and they had to reconstruct the dragon core, which kept the Dragonland together. The dragon core had a really cool name and various pieces of it. It basically looked like foam play tiles that they needed to reassemble. They had really onomatopoeia names like Biff, Bop, and Boop or something, I don't remember, that were one color, like completely one color. Like their hair was pink, their face was pink, their clothing was pink, and they would follow around. One of them had a magic baseball bat. I'm not making this up. You can go watch it. Okay, back to questions. Virgil asks, when are we getting Rigid Body Physics? We don't have an ETA for that particular feature. Do check the GitHub for any updates to that. Apologies, I can't give you any logical noises about it. Nitra has posted a link of those benches. Yes, those benches were fantastic, except when they got old. I remember sliding along one of those benches that was quite old, and I ended up with a bunch of splinters that were both in the shorts that I was wearing and my butt. Do not slide on old versions of those benches. Dres asks, what's the topic for today? There is no topic. You can ask whatever Neos question you have. I will randomly talk about UK TV shows and various other things there. Calamity Lima says, Neo says, asset server been acting up. You can take a look at announcements for an update on that one. Zinka says, what sucked was sitting on the end with the white nubs that stuck out. Yep. I seem to remember that we had, school kids, give us cut some slack, that we had some sort of like, we called people gay who sat on the nubs. It was a thing. We were school kids. Yeah, typical school kid style thing, yeah. What's even more, I guess, concerning looking back on it, is for the first couple of years of elementary school, we did PE class in our underwear. Like, usually a shirt and underwear, but, like, you know, no actual shorts or anything. That was weird. That was the 90s, though. World was different. As Linka mentioned, sitting on the floor cross-legged. I have not done that in a while. But every time I do it, I regret it. I'm just like, my knees hurt. Help. Calamity Lime asks, what's my favorite Doctor Who? I'm going to repost a video about favorites that I posted before. I really want to watch most of these look and read shows now. There's so much lost media, and I want to watch multiple shows that are lost media related. And if you want, I can talk for endless hours about lost media that I want to watch. All right, I'm going to double check I haven't missed any questions. Trace asks, which cheese is my least favorite? Nah, not going to answer cheese questions. But I think I've got all the other questions. Virgil asks, what does FUD mean? Ah, I was going to do a video about this, but then I just didn't get around to it, and now I'm sick, so I'll do it once I'm not sick or whatever. But FUD stands for fear, uncertainty, and doubt. But I wish that just generically the community would not use it. I'm not going to say like what types of community. I just wish no one would use it. And the reason is because when people say FUD, what they actually mean is trolling. If you remember trolling from the early internet days, there is a difference between someone who has fear, uncertainty, and doubt about an application and someone who is trolling to instill fear, uncertainty, and doubt. The second one, where someone is trying to instill fear, uncertainty, and doubt, is the one that crypto channels usually want people to avoid. But because they call it FUDding, it sounds like they're not doing their job. It's fear. If there is fear about a product, it is your responsibility as a product owner or a member of the team for a product to combat that fear, uncertainty. If there is uncertainty about a product, then it is your responsibility as a member of that product's team to combat that uncertainty. If there is doubt about your product, it is your responsibility as a member of the product's team to get rid of that doubt. So we shouldn't use the term FUD. We should just dispel the FUD that exists. And then we should return to using trolling, because there is trolling. So a good example might be brand new user. You've never seen them before. They are completely new to Neos. They waltz into the Telegram and they say, how do I know that Neos is going to be successful? I have doubts about Neos' success. They are not trolling. They are not bannable. They are asking an honest question that you guys should do your best to answer to illustrate that you have the community's best interests at heart. But instead, it's like ban for FUD. Now, the opposite of that might be someone who has been in the community for years, absolutely years, and just goes, I heard that Neos was dead. That's trolling. That's not FUDding. That's trolling. There's a difference. Occasionally, I'll use the phrase precision of language, which is sourced from a film called The Giver. Precision of language is very important in terms like that. You know, if it's legitimate FUD from a new user, they shouldn't be banned. If it's someone that's trolling, call it trolling and ban them. By calling it FUD, you're just sort of basically saying, like, hey, no one can have any sort of doubts or any negative opinions about the product at all. And if you look how that works in like any big company that's actually successful, rather than whatever crypto product that isn't successful, they always have FUD. Like right now, there are people all over Facebook posting about how Facebook is terrible. They don't get banned. But there you go. That is what FUD is. And I gave you two answers. One which is, you know, what crypto people think it is, and one which is what it actually is. There we go. We are at time. So if the several people that are typing have questions, go for it. Otherwise, I will go ahead and close things off. I'm hungry. I should probably like go get a COVID test from the store. Just double check. Yeah, I'll go grab a COVID test. I'll get some snacks in. And yeah, I will wear a mask. I will absolutely wear a mask. I won't eat the COVID test. They're not edible, usually. I mean, technically everything's edible, but I wouldn't suggest it. But yeah, I don't see any additional questions coming in. If you have any additional questions, please drop them in the questions and help channel or direct message me, etc. I will get back to you when I can. This recording will be up when I can process it, which is getting faster these days. It's still not automated, but I'm sick, so we'll just do it the manual way, which is a few questions. And I will speak to you guys later.